It wouldn't be a pit, it would be a... I know I can't think of it.
What would you call it, a seed or a stone?
Seed, yeah, seed. Stone, yeah, stone.
Okay. Is there anything inside the stone that's smaller? What's that?
It's inside of the peaches.
All right. If you're talking about two kinds of peaches, there's one kind that breaks away cleanly and another kind that doesn't. What would you call those two kinds?
A clean seed and a clear seed.
Clear seed does break away.
And the clean seed doesn't.
Okay, and the part of the apple that you don't eat is the
core.
And if you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, then you're making what?
Dried apples.
Did you ever hear the word snits? Okay. You mentioned peanuts earlier. Do you know any other names for them?
Goobers or peanuts.
Are they the same?
Ground peas, yes.
All the same? Okay. What are some other common kinds of nuts?
Hickory nuts, pecan nuts, Brazil nuts.
Mm-hmm. In Hershey bars, you'd have?
Well, it's Brazil. No, it's not Brazil nuts. It
starts with an A.
I don't know.
With an A-L?
Almond.
Okay. There's another kind that there might be English something or black something.
English walnuts are.
Right. On a walnut.
Black walnuts.
On a walnut, there's a soft cover when it first falls off the tree that's green. What would you call that?
I call it the outside of the...
All right. And then what is the hard part that you crack?
That's the... That's sort of the walnut. I'd call that's a walnut, really.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then the kind of fruit that comes from Florida that you make juice out of is?
Orange. And if grapefruit.
Well, orange is the one I was interested in right then. If you had some and you went to the refrigerator to get one and there were no more, you'd say the oranges are?
Gone.
Mm-hmm. And then these are just some vegetables of various types. There's a little red one that's white inside that's a root. You eat in salads.
It's radish.
And the big mushy one?
Turnips.
Red, sorry. In salads or sandwiches, you slice them.
Tomatoes.
Do you have a name for the tiny little ones?
Tommy toes.
Do you know why they're called that?
No.
Okay. And you talked about various kinds of potatoes earlier. A thing with a strong odor is called, it makes your eyes water.
Onion.
Do you have a name for the little fresh ones?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
You eat the stem, too. Would you ever call them shallots or spring onions or green onions?
Green onions.
Okay. And a vegetable that's about so long and green, and if you can cut it up and fry it or boil it, and it's slimy if you boil it.
Okra.
Yes, And if you left an apple or a plum around, the skin would dry up and... It's a synonym for wrinkle. It would wrinkle or it would what?
But wrinkle, that's what I'd call wrinkle.
How about something starting with an S-H? It would...
Shrink.
S-H-R-I-V-E-L. How do you pronounce that?
Shrivel.
All right.
Shrivel or shrink.
Okay. Okay, let's see. We're still in the middle of the vegetables. We should have finished that before having lunch, I guess. What are the kinds of vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage and lettuce.
Okay. And when you get beans out of a pod, you say you have to do what?
Break them. Shell.
Okay. And what are the kinds of beans that you have to shell? They're little ear-shaped things.
Shell. Well, they're